Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm going to discuss about our last topic from this chapter, agriculture. So today's topic is type of farming according to farming organization. And the last topic is mining. So first is types of farming according to farming organization. That means on ground of farming organization or society, there are two type of method of farming. First one is cooperative farming. And second one is collective farming. So cooperative farming is an important farming method or organization which helps farmers to procure all important inputs of farming and help in processing of quality product at cheaper rate. In a group of farmers form cooperative society by pulling all important elements or things in their resource voluntarily for profit. That means this cooperative farming self-profit of the farmers are important. You know, this farming was initially started in Denmark, Netherlands, Belgium, Sweden, Italy, etc. You know, in these countries, this kind of cooperative farming is very much successful at that time. So, the main fact of cooperative farming is that where a group of farmers form cooperative society by pooling in their resource voluntarily for more efficient and profitable farming. Keep in mind that. Next thing is collective farming. You know, this type of farming is based on social ownership of the means of production and collective labor. You know, the basic principle behind this type of farming, I already explained this, that is based on social ownership. That means nobody or no individual is exists here. That means social ownership of means of production and collective labor. That means a group of laborers exist. You know, these farmers used to pull in all their resources like land, livestock, and labor. You know, this collective farming, basically farmer utilize the fallow land and bad land and modify that land in agricultural usage. In the yearly targets are set by government and the produce is, that means the production is also sold to the state at fixed price. That means government provides some fixed price at which rate an individual or group have to sell the product. That is why there is no product bias or price difference is available in the market. Everybody get proper profit after selling in particular object or productions or products. You know, in Soviet Union at that time in Russia, this collective farming method is named kolkhoz. So many times in one mark questions came in board examinations. That is what is kolkhoz. Kolkhoz means collective farming in Soviet Union. And in Soviet Union and the socialist countries, collective farming is most effective in that particular years. Basically, this collective farming was started after agricultural revolutions and industrial revolutions in Soviet Union. So this is the basic difference between collective farming and cooperative farming. Where cooperative farming, cooperative society helps farmer to procure all important inputs of farming. And in collective farming, there is collection of labor or farmers based on social ownership. That is a basic difference. And second difference is in collective farming, government fixes the price. But cooperative farming, there is no price is fixed. Where collective farming successful in Sweden, Netherlands, Belgium, Italy, etc. And collective farming only exists in Soviet Union in the name of kolkhoz, K-O-L-K-H-O-Z. That is mentioned in the PDF. So today the last topic is mining. You all know about mining, I think. You know, mining is a process of digging things out of the ground. That means within or surface of the ground where the minerals are there, we human uses these mineral resources by the method of mining for our benefits. You know, according to the techniques, there are basically two type of mining that exist. First one is surface mining and second one is underground mining or shaft mining. You know, in surface mining, The topsoil and the bedrock is removed to access the ore, all done from the surface. That means in surface mining or open cast mining, where minerals are exist near to the surface or surface, then we dig a hole or dig the ground and access all the minerals. Whereas in underground mining, the minerals are exist very deep below to the surface, and we need to access this kind of minerals after making of deep mining method, that is called shaft mining. Shaft mining means deep mining methods by making of tunnels. You know, in surface mining, the overhead cost is very low. You know, overhead cost means basically to access the minerals from the surface, such cost involves the safety precautions and the equipments relatively low in this method. That means to access minerals in surface mining, the methods are outdated and these take very low cost. Whereas in underground mining, it's need very sophisticated and mechanized improvement and technological development methods to access the minerals. You know, open cast mining is not lethal, whereas underground mining is lethal. That means it causes many deaths. You know, surface mining is also the cheapest, while underground mining is very expensive. You know, according to the type of method, surface minings are various types. You know, surface mining can be accomplished by the following main methods. First one, open pit mining. That means removing ore to leave a crater. Crater I already explained in class 11th in volcano. Second is quarrying. Quarrying an open pit mine for construction materials. Then strip mining, where ore is removed in parallel strips. Next one is mountain top removal. Top of a mountain is blasted to remove deep ore. Next and last is dredging ore. That means dredging ore, or ore is removed from a river bottom. That is called dredging. These all are methods from surface mining. So surface mining methods are open pit mining, quarrying, strip mining, mountain top removal and dredging. Whereas underground mining are three types basically. First one is room and pillar mining. Removing ore while leaving behind some of the roof support. That is called room and pillar. That means after making tunnel, we create rooms and pillar for the support of rooftops. Next one is long wall mining. An edge of the ore is sliced off in a to and fro pattern. What is to and fro pattern? You know, like wall, where it's a bricks like structure, when slice of minerals is cut, that is called to and fro pattern. Next is cut and fill mining. Cut and fill mining means after cutting or withdrawing this mineral, we have to fill it by solid material so that there is no land subsidence occurred. That is a rule of mining from the government. So ore removed from tunnel, which is then filled with waste of solid metals. You know, in India, Chotanagpur Plateau is important mining resource region. Even after in West Bengal, Asansol districts also. So that means East India is basically for mineral resource region, where Chotanagpur Plateau is called storehouse of mineral in India, where regularly found the cases of land subsidence because many illegal miners don't follow the rules of this cattle fill process. They cut all the minerals, but they don't fill that particular places with solid material. That is why land subsidence is major concern in Indian mining region or mining city like Dhanbad, Asansol, etc. So this is overall discussions about mining. So you have to complete the whole chapter, like what is agriculture, different method of agriculture, different terms like transhumance, steppes regions, grasslands regions, mining, cooperative farming, collective farming, shaft mining or underground mining, surface mining and open cast mining. So you need to make important answers from this chapter, like difference between cooperative farming and collective farming, difference between surface mining, underground mining, or open cast mining and shaft mining. You know, one thing I forgot to explain, in open cast mining, water logging is an important issue nowadays. Because after accessing all the minerals and rainfall, this place is totally covered by water. And that's water congestion makes so many waterborne diseases nowadays. So in this chapter, you all need to explain all this element, truck farming, horticulture, three types of horticulture, floriculture, pomum culture, and olericulture. These all things you need to explain properly. So this is the whole chapter. If you have any queries, then you can tell me. Thank you.